Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Hey friends, hey listeners, thanks for tuning in today. On today's exciting edition of Side Hustle School, we're going to meet Omar from Detroit. He is wrestling with a social media conundrum, a dilemma, a problem, an issue that's all too common in the digital realm. Now, you may experience this yourself if you are trying to use Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, if anybody says X, well, any social media platform, basically, and you're trying to build up a follower count, right? You're trying to get more followers, like that's what people want, or you're trying to get more engagement. And so you might notice that sometimes with some posts, and this is what Omar is seeing, you're getting likes, but no new followers. Right? Like you're posting some content that seems to be generating some likes, but you're not actually getting new followers from it. So what's up with that? If you've noticed something strange with your recent social posts, or maybe even on somebody else's posts, like they don't have a lot of followers, but they're posting content that's popular, or it seems like there's a little bit of a disconnect in the ratio, what can you do? Right? So let's talk about why this happens in the first place, and then what you can do to crack the code a bit more. So detailed question coming up and my answer right after this quick break. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, Chris, it's Omar from Detroit. I found your show through a friend, and I've been hooked ever since, especially your episodes on social media growth strategies. I'm facing a puzzling issue. People seem to like my posts, but I'm not gaining followers at the rate I expected. So I guess why do some people like posts for accounts they don't follow? And what steps can I take to convert those likes into loyal followers?
Omar, what you are seeing here is something that a lot of people are experiencing. It is essentially the effect of the social media algorithm. And there's more than one, I should say, algorithms. But the point is, in some ways, it's good that you're getting additional likes from people who are not following you currently, because that means the almighty algorithms are showing your posts to people who are not currently following you, because otherwise they wouldn't see it in the first place. So this is good overall, although of course, you know, you want to turn those likes into a following. So a couple things: prioritize content that generates engagement quickly after posting. So encourage immediate interaction, post questions, post call to actions, post, where you're encouraging people to comment with a keyword or just a single word or response or something that makes a difference. And in your posts, actively encourage people to follow you if they're not already doing it. Like give them a reason to talk about what's coming up, so they don't just see it as a cool video or a cool post that was a one-off. You basically say, you know, this is a series, or there's more where this came from, or follow me to receive X. You know, just try to build relationships with people over time. I mean, that's what you do with any kind of blog or email list or social media platform, whatever the platform is. You want to encourage ongoing relationship. And then, of course, just be consistent. So be consistent. The follows will follow the likes, especially if somebody likes your post and they continue to see more posts because of the engagement of the algorithm and how that works, then they will eventually follow you. So I wouldn't stress about it too much. It's good that people are liking your posts, even if they don't follow you. That's showing that the algorithm is, you know, rewarding your content or rewarding the approach that you're taking. So lean into that, do more of that. Good luck, Omar, everybody else. I know it's a rough world out there, social media-wise, otherwise, of course, too, but, you know, focus specifically on social media here. And if you have a question or comment, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We got much more coming up, not just through the end of the year, but on into 2024 as well. I think that's the first time I've said that word, 2024, which sounds a little bit scary and overwhelming. I can't believe it's coming up, but it is, in fact. And of course, I'm so grateful for your being out there, for you being part of this community. So thank you for that. I'll say more about that as we go along as well. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.